A lot of the work of cleaning up radioactive waste at the Hanford Nuclear Reservation and protecting the Columbia River is just plain digging. Removing and disposing of contaminated soil is one of the most massive jobs at the Southeast Washington site. So when government officials announced this week they want to look into digging a bit shallower, a lot of people took notice. Correspondent Anna King has the details.
Answering a lot of questions at Hanford Cleanup Advisory Board meetings this week was Dennis Falk. He heads the Richland office of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. He's also asking the public whether federal Hanford managers should study digging less at Hanford, like 10 feet down around contaminated waste sites instead of 15.
These evaluations cost money to do, and again, in the end, if they're not going to be accepted, we want to kind of have a feel for that.
Falk says digging less would be way less expensive. This proposed study would be of Hanford's most contaminated 10 square miles, called the Central Plateau. It's got underground pits where liquidy radioactive waste was dumped, and 43 miles of radioactive garbage-filled trenches. Some say the federal government should clean up everything possible so the land is safer for future generations. The federal government is working on finalizing work plans for this area by spring. I'm Anna King in Richland.